To his most beloved sons, the seminarists. The foundation of Christian perfection, according to the common teaching of the Holy Fathers, is humility. In order to become great, says St. Augustine, quote, it is necessary to begin by being little. You are desirous of building up the edified Christian virtues? Know ye then that it is an immense height. Endeavor, therefore, at once to lay its foundation very deep in humility. For he who is about to erect a building, first of all digs out the foundations in proportion to the bulk and height of the intended structure. End quote. Now this little treatise, which we dedicate to you, O dearly beloved sons, teaches you the practice of humility. That is, it teaches you to lay the foundations of Christian perfection. Think, then, of what great importance it must be to you, who are bound to observe in a special manner that commandment of Jesus Christ, be ye perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. For this reason we feel sure that we are making you a gift which we will prove exceedingly dear to you, not only from its being a fresh token of the love we bear you, but also because it will be a most efficacious means towards the salvation of your souls, that most important of all the works in which you may be engaged. Also, another motive has induced us to address this little book to you, namely, the object of the ecclesiastical state which you have embraced. This object does not merely include your own sanctification, but also the promotion of that of others, by enlarging the kingdom of Jesus Christ through those very same means which he made use of when on earth, for humility of heart was his distinctive characteristic. This same means will enable you to subdue the pride of the world and to implant in the hearts of all men the mortification and the humility of the cross. Since Jesus Christ did not teach until he had first practiced, you also, following his example, should enter upon the sacred ministry already well granted in the practice of humility. From this interior and inexhaustible fountain of all virtues will flow forth words of comfort, encouragement, and zeal, whereby to establish the just and sanctity, and to recall those who have gone astray from the paths of vice and perdition into those of virtue and salvation. Let each one of you in particular, then, be that scholar who in this little treatise which we dedicate to you imagines himself to be receiving from his spiritual masters lessons on the practice of humility. And always remember, dear sons, that there is no greater consolation you can give us than that of seeing you humble, meek, and obedient. Trusting then that we shall always find you to be such, and in the ardent desire we have that you be so verily and indeed, we bless you all in the Lord, not, however, without once more earnestly exhorting you to use every endeavor to carry out all this little treatise shall counsel you to practice.